Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No surprise here. That's what we're going to file this one under. Iran's president's warning of a massive response if Israel commits what they call the tiniest invasion. I kid you not, folks. You know, sometimes the fact that this is all happening on the world stage, you know, sounds very ominous. I'm sure that the Iranian president believes that he sounds very ominous. But unfortunately, it shows that there is such a lack of real understanding going on in Tehran. I don't think they want to get into a real war with Israel. I really don't think so. But of course, they got to talk tough because that's what bullies do, isn't it? Bullies talk tough. They want to intimidate you, and they want to make you think that the slightest little false move will result in total annihilation. Well, I'll tell you this, though. It's really, I think, if you ask me, I think that it's Israel that Iran should be worried about talking to that way, only because Israel will back it up. Israel will, no matter how long it takes, get the job done. Those who have targeted Israeli officials or Jewish people, you know, Israel has a very long memory, and they will take as long as it takes to find the people that gave the orders, these kinds of things. So, yes, the tiniest invasion, well, we'll see about that, I guess, won't we? And, you know, but here's the thing. I don't want you to get me wrong. You know, we all pray for peace. We all want there to be peace. Nobody wants war that we see brewing in such a major way. But here's the thing. Sometimes it's not our choice, right? Somebody else wants to bring it. And again, if that happens, we all band together and we all do what's necessary in order to make it stop as quickly as possible. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. That's in my estimation this morning, but welcome to the broadcast, of course, as always. Here we are, folks. It's Thursday, and you know what that means? It means it's almost Friday. That's exactly what we're going to be talking about here in just a little bit on the program. By the way, I want to say last night, I know that we had a little bit of a technical issue. I think all that's been cleared up. I appreciate the messages on that. But, you know, sometimes in the live radio business, right, there's you can get some gremlins. And sometimes those gremlins, you have to get them very, very quickly. Otherwise, they can do all kinds of crazy things. But we got great people. We got some great stuff going on this morning. And by the way, good morning to Wally. He's sending greetings from Pinellas Park, Florida. Good morning, Wally. Thank you so much. Also, from Richard the Marine, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning, Mr. Kyle, good morning. 49 degrees, clear, and a beautiful day here on the Oregon coast. Dynamite show last night. Let's do it again. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, thank you, Richard. I appreciate that. Yeah, there have been so many developments of late that it really just has been a pleasure doing the program. That's for sure, because obviously the things that we're talking about here are incredibly important. And especially as we go through the overnights in America, I think it's even doubly important because we do try to get it right. All right. So once again, good morning to Wally. Good morning to Richard. Good morning to everybody listening out there. Always great to hear from you, by the way. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message, just like Wally and Richard did just a few moments ago. All right. Well, we got a lot of ground to cover on the program this morning. We will be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. That's going to come up in the bottom of the fourth hour. That would be around 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Hopefully you can stay tuned for that. We'll also be talking, of course, with Denise Simon this morning and, of course, our friend Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So it's going to be chock full, as always. And as I said, we've got a lot of ground to cover. Also, what's happening, or what happened, rather, in the Senate earlier on Wednesday when these articles of impeachment were declared to be unconstitutional by the Senate and therefore shut down the whole thing. Well, of course, the sparks would fly, and we're going to talk about that, of course, when we come back from the break. We've got a couple of audio clips that I think will be very relevant to this. But let's just say, again, and by the way, Alan Dershowitz came out and said, well, he thinks that they did the right thing, that is to dismiss these charges or to simply dismiss the matter as being, quote-unquote, unconstitutional because they don't rise to high crimes and misdemeanors, treason, or bribery. So, and this is one of those times when you have people like Dershowitz that a lot of times we loud here on the program. You know, we say, look, Alan Dershowitz thinks the Trump trial is a sham or this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, we always comment on it. And I still have respect for Alan Dershowitz. I'm kind of wondering, you know, where this is going with his statement this morning, only because high crimes and misdemeanors seems to be something, at least to me, my friends, that is subject to interpretation. It's kind of one of those things like, well, I'll know it when I see it. And I think that's one of the reasons the founders had that terminology. Bribery is pretty specific. Treason can also be pretty specific, or at least very indicative of something. But high crimes and misdemeanors, that kind of is, lack of a better term, a little more nebulous, one might think. But at the same time, could be pretty inclusive, especially if what the House was really accusing Mayorkas of, you could find in the law books and determine that it would be a felony if something like this had been committed. So we'll hear some of those fireworks on the other side of the break, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition, and, well, we're already having fun, I think. That's one of the things we do overnight. We do have fun. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we continue through the morning here. Hope that you're doing well, whatever it is that you're up to this morning. If you're up listening to us talking about news and politics, if you're working your shift, if you're driving a truck, if you are making deliveries, law enforcement, maybe a first responder, whatever it is that you're up to this morning, we're glad that you're there because we are building this overnight community, and boy, are we happy about it. And I'll tell you that much. All the different people we hear from just really makes my day. And a lot of times, sometimes we'll get messages during the middle of the day, you know. And all of a sudden, oh, we got a new message. And it'll be someone writing in. And I really appreciate that. I really, really do. So once again, hope that you're well this morning. So let's continue. This from the Associated Press. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault earlier this week. Brushing off calls for restraint from close allies, Israel has vowed to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack, leaving the region bracing for further escalation after months of fighting in Gaza. Israel's allies have been urging Israel to hold back any response to the attack that could spiral. Well, you know, I kind of think, folks, that things are spiraling. I don't know how else we might define what we see happening, especially in this country, other than a spiral. We've got so many people, as we talked about on the program yesterday, chanting death to America, you know, taking sides with Hamas. You know, the whole problem with Joe Biden and his campaign evidently has to do with the idea that, you know, they're supporting Israel, or at least to some degree, even if it's just in some cases, maybe just lip service. But generally speaking, they can't just abandon Israel overnight. I guess they got to build up to it, I think. But all joking aside, isn't that interesting that that's one of the huge problems for one of the major political parties in this country is that they're being too offensive to people that support Hamas, or maybe a better way of putting it, are, you know, anti-Israel. This is a very, very strange time in which we live. You know, go back 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, it would be a very different story, especially, I think, kind of the further you go back. But right now, here we are. We're in some kind of a weird future. I hate to say it. I don't take any pleasure in that. I don't really think that, you know, this is a great thing. But it is what we're witnessing. The diplomatic pressure came as Iran's president warned that even the, quote, tiniest invasion of its territory would bring a massive and harsh response, quote unquote. Over the weekend, Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel after an apparent Israeli strike that killed two Iranian generals. Israel and Iran have waged a long shadow war, but the strike was Iran's first direct military attack on Israel. Israel says it and its partners intercepted nearly all the missiles and drones. And so we do know that. And that's the good part of this whole story, isn't it? That no real damage was done, we were able, in conjunction with Israel and Jordan, and even in some cases, to knock these things down out of the sky. So was it, you know, as some of these commentators are saying, well, it was just something Israel had to do, and if they didn't do it, they'd look like they can't, stand up to Israel, blah, 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 and do they really want it to be over? Well, to some degree, I think they do want it to be over, actually, but at the same time, they put themselves on this road. We should never forget that Iran allowed the Hamas terrorists, not militants, not fighters, not something that makes it sound like, oh, this is just another kind of military army thing for a country or a group. Nope. These are terrorists, pure and simple. But Iran allowed them to train for 2 years, and in some cases in Iran proper. And they let this thing happen. It started. And now Israel, I think, is just of the mind that they are bound to finish it. And it does have a different feel. And by the way, I'm certainly not trying to be, you know, alarmist. I'm not trying to be, way too far over the edge. I'm not trying to do any of those kinds of things. What I'm talking about is this notion that this particular conflict that started up 6 months ago, October 7th, that this, the way this is playing out, seems to be very different from what we've seen play out before when Israel was sneak attacked, right? 1967 and the different wars and so forth that have happened. And Israel has always, and some might say miraculously, prevailed in all of this. And I really think that is a very important thing to point out. You know, Israel's always come through. But this particular, and I'm not saying Israel may not come through on this. What I'm saying is that it has become so intense. And the worldwide, in some cases, the worldwide thought about this is that Israel is too much the aggressor. It needs to show restraint. The Gaza propaganda is working. The Hamas terrorist group, I hate to say this too, because how is it possible? See, you and I recoil at this kind of thought. The idea that the Hamas terrorist group relishes the carnage. They relish the loss of life. They relish it because they know that they can then make it into a propaganda war. They know that they can try to get support in the UN. They know that they can try to get support from people in the United States or in Europe or Great Britain or all around the world. And they can make it look like They're all being victimized by big bad Israel. And they lose track. And you know, as like I said, I think they just relish this idea that they can prop this up as something that that Israel is entirely responsible for. And I got to tell you, I don't know where all this ends. But I do know this. I do know that Israel is not going to be deterred by the Iranian president or whomever, Iranian official, whoever made the statement, you know, the tiniest of invasions is going to result in a massive blah, blah, blah. I think they already kind of have some notion of what the massive blah, blah, blah might be all about. And they have to be ready for it. But, for example, the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, can't sit there and simply say, well, you know, we don't really want to do anything. You know, we don't want to invite any more trouble, et cetera, et cetera. I think that I'll put it this way. I think if they feel that there is no other choice other than to strike Iran in some way and curtail their ability, for example, to make war, or maybe curtail their ability to do commerce. This is where I think the oil or shipping and so forth might come into play. If they do that, they may feel that they have to do something like that in order to beat back Iran for another period of time, whatever that might be. Because, unfortunately, I think what we see in the Middle East, especially when it comes to the horrible anti-Semitism that is there, and even all around, it seems like it's something that's going to be chronic, something you'll always have with you. But we have to take steps in order to try to stop it in its tracks and always kind of be ready for it to sort of make a resurgence. But that's kind of the reality that we live in, I think, especially when people have hatred in their hearts. And it all starts there, doesn't it? People have hatred in their hearts, and so they will be unwilling to desist from, you know, the racist things, or they'll be unable to do this. And it's an unfortunate fact of life. But we're always trying to turn people, you know, to the good, obviously. That's part of our job. That's part of our jobs as human beings. But I'll tell you this. I don't know that Israel is going to say, well, define tiniest, I mean, that kind of stuff. They're going to do what they feel they need to do. All right, folks, Thursday edition continues. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there because we've got a lot more coming up. It's chock full this morning, and I would not lie to you about that. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. More details are emerging about the seven individuals chosen for the jury in Donald Trump's New York trial. The foreman hails from Harlem and works as a salesman. The jury also comprises an oncology nurse, an IT consultant, a software engineer, a charter school teacher, and two lawyers. Jury selection will resume Thursday. The leading Democrat and Republican on the House Oversight Committee are at odds over the potential impeachment of President Biden. Maryland's Jamie Raskin and Kentucky's James Comer got into a heated exchange during a hearing on China. China Wednesday morning. Raskin challenged Comer to justify the ongoing impeachment inquiry into the president. A veteran NPR editor, Yuri Berliner, has resigned after bringing attention to alleged widespread liberal bias within the organization. Berliner had been suspended for implying a decline in open-mindedness and trust in NPR's reporting. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocking through the Thursday edition of the Z Program. And, well, I think it is all right now. I really do think. I'm here to tell you, folks, no matter what, the curveballs that get thrown at you, it'll be all right. I think that's... Maybe that's something somebody needs to hear this morning. The curveballs that come at us, sometimes they really do surprise us. But I'm telling you, things are going to be okay. And I think, as I said, I think somebody might need to hear that this morning. So I'm putting it out there. I'm paying that forward. Again, part of this show, you know, we talk about so many things that are incredibly serious and that are incredibly will affect each person on planet Earth's life one way or another. We keep hearing about on the edge of World War III and all this kind of thing. There's talk of, you know, could Iran in and of itself, try to use a nuke if they are probably already have one. A lot of people really do think they do, you know, or some other kind of major escalation. It's not impossible. But it's the things that people think about. It's the things that people worry about. So one of the things on this program is we talk about those serious things, but at the same time, we also want to make sure that we say, look, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. And we definitely want to make sure that everybody knows that, hey, things will turn out. That's my opinion. That's my estimation in things. It really, really is. All right. Well, folks, the Democrats, this from Breitbart, Senate Democrats voted unanimously to shut down the Senate trial of President Joe Biden's impeached Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. The first vote of 51 Democrats to 48 Republicans, with one non-voting senator, was reported at 3:18 p.m. on Wednesday. The vote, initiated by Majority Leader Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York, of course, declared that the first article of impeachment was unconstitutional because the charges against Mayorkas did not rise to the impeachable level of high crimes. Can you, by the way, can you show me a high crime? I mean, can you give me a list of high crimes? I'm curious. What is the list of high crimes? Because I think if there was a list of one, they probably might have included it in the Constitution. If they do treason, bribery, if they do this, or this, we're going to call these things high crimes and misdemeanors. So I'm just curious where the, how do we know it doesn't do that? In fact, the Senate and the Democrat-controlled House and Senate back with Donald Trump, they could care less. You know, Donald Trump did not return the library book. That's it. High crimes and misdemeanors, good enough for me. Start the trial. I mean, that's, I know I'm being facetious, but that's how I feel that they feel it is. The House's articles of impeachment charge Mayorkas with the willful and systematic refusal to comply with the law, including Congress's law that asylum seekers be detained until their legal claims were completed. The vote was delayed while Republican senators proposed motions to extend the trial period. Each proposal was defeated with a party line score of 51 to 49. Immediately after the vote, Schumer proposed a vote to take down the second article of impeachment, which said that Mayorkas lied to Congress about border security or a breach of public trust. It is a felony, Senator John Kennedy said, he's a Republican from Louisiana, of course, said as he proposed a motion to delay the vote. The Democrats passed their motion at 4:16 p.m., wiping out the second article of impeachment. Republican legislators said the Democrats want to minimize public recognition of the damage caused by Mayorkas' refusal to enforce the nation's popular and beneficial immigration laws. The evidence is devastating, Senator John Kennedy told Fox News. It will gut them like a fish. Sounds just like him, doesn't it? Mayorkas has repeatedly explained that he supports more migration because of his migrant parents, his sympathy for migrants, and his support for equity between Americans and foreigners. You know what that is designed to really do? I don't think anybody feels necessarily differently than he does, but only because when we talk about people who come to this country legally, when they immigrate to this country in order for a purpose that they're going to be part of society, they didn't come over across the border, they don't live in the shadows. So many of us know people that have come to this country from somewhere else, right? And, you know, do we look down on them? No. Do we ostracize them? No. We don't do any of those kinds of things. They're just your neighbor, right? Your coworker. But what conservatives and a lot of people across the country are talking about is the illegal immigration. So for Mayorkas to kind of pull this kind of thing, I think is disingenuous at best. It doesn't, he's so far above, you know, he's so much more morally right or something when, you know, he's setting it up in such a bad way, in my opinion. You know, everybody's ancestors at some point were an immigrant. I mean, everybody gets this. But you see, that's the trickery of the far left, the far left elite. And make no mistake, my friends, it is an elitism, because this whole concept of Mayorkas, that is a form of elitism. See, I have a much better viewpoint than you. See, you're so myopic, or you're so low down, and you just don't like people, or, you know, this kind of stuff. It just, you know, doesn't make any sense. He also justifies his welcome for migrants by saying his priorities are above the law. and claiming that he, quote, needs, that the needs, rather, of U.S. business are paramount, regardless of the cost to ordinary Americans, the impact on U.S. children, or Americans' rational opposition. Right? Yep, that's exactly, I guess, what's going on there. Let's listen in here real quick, because I do believe we have Senator Schumer looking for that point of order about things being unconstitutional. Let's listen in. Computer, crime and misdemeanor, what is? I think that's a very, very good question. And also, folks, again, this is the kind of thing where I'm sure that, you know, Schumer and his cohorts, as it were, I'm just going to say cohorts, that they were sitting around the conference table, I'm sure, and said, look, we're going to let him bring this, these articles of impeachment over. We're going to then, you know, have everybody kind of wonder whether or not we're even going to take it up. We'll just let them think we're going to table the whole thing. That's what we were talking about yesterday on the show. And but then when it all said and done, we'll run out there and I'll make a motion that this is all unconstitutional because it doesn't rise to the level. And people will say to themselves, well, wait a minute. And then they're going to rage about, well, it's really a felony what we're talking about and this kind of thing. And then we'll just look at them and laugh and say 51-49 or 51-48. With one Republican senator, of course, voting present on one of them. You know, folks, it is really, it's really kind of messed up, isn't it? But we'll continue when we come back. Kyle Warren with you, Thursday edition. Stay right there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we're continuing through this Thursday morning edition. We hope that everybody's doing great out there. And I got to tell you something. I know I say it a lot, but this is the best job in the world. And I have you to thank for that. And that is not lost on me. Thank you so very much. It is so great to be with you here on the radio this morning. Well, I'll tell you, let's take a quick look at what's happening out there with our national weather scene. We got a few couple of different things to tell you about here. But I'll tell you this, though, while we're getting ready for that, and that is, you know, again, this Mayorkas trial, we'll continue to talk about it. I know we'll be talking about it with Denise Simon when she comes up here in about an hour from now. We'll be talking about it with Denise Simon. Because, again, you know, if you don't enforce the law, is that a high crime? Or is it at least a misdemeanor? Now, I know that that kind of language meant something a little different back then from what it kind of means to us nowadays. But what I'm saying is that what would Mayorkas have to do to literally sort of abandon the actual thrust of what his job is supposed to be? And then to face impeachment for that seems to be like a normal course. By trying to simply say this doesn't rise, that to me sounds like a foregone conclusion. It's not something that has really been hashed out. And they don't have to go through this sort of icky process of going through the evidence or going through the accusations and then having to hear arguments about it. That's what I think is what they're really trying to avoid. This from the National Weather Service this morning. Severe weather and isolated flash flooding for the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley this evening. And the threat shifts to the Ohio and Middle Mississippi Valleys and Southern Plains Thursday. Warm to hot temperatures across the southern U.S., chillier weather spreading southeast from the northern Rockies and plains. Showers and thunderstorms will continue to develop into the evening, along and ahead of a cold front, now advancing towards, advancing eastward, rather, across lower Michigan and the Ohio Valley. Some of these storms may become strong to severe, producing damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes. So always be listening and to your local weather. There's no doubt about that. In addition to severe weather, locally heavy rainfall and isolated flash flooding are concerns as well. And later this evening, storms and are forecast to develop from the Central Plains into the lower Missouri Valley. These storms may, too, become strong to severe, with damaging hail expected to be the primary threat. So this is something, again, you want to continue to be aware of, be very, very diligent, of course, as I was saying, to check out your local weather at all times, especially if you're in an area where you could be seeing tornadoes form, or the conditions, I should say, would be there for the tornadoes to form. All right, well, folks, it's time for our first song of the morning, and this is Throwback Thursday, by the way. And I think we got a kind of a cool song. And next hour, we got a request that we weren't able to play before because we had another request to come up as well. And so next hour, we got the song by request. But this hour, we're going to get into the Wayback Machine. And this Wayback Machine, I think, takes us all the way back to about 1972. Right there, right smack dab, I think, right in that time frame. And this is a really cool song. Because, number one, it was, the artist did not want to release this song. The artist said, no, I don't want to release this one. But yet, it started to get radio play. It got radio play on R&B stations. And they kept going back to the artist. And the artist would say, no, I really don't want to do this. But then eventually relented to release it as a single. And the rest, literally, is history, because it became one of the defining signature songs, and certainly one of the defining signature moments at every concert from then on, because of the way that they were able to manipulate this song, vamp it out throughout the middle, and just kind of go off in different directions. I'm going to tip it with this. Piano solos galore. And stuff that would just knock your socks off. But this is what started it all, folks. And this is a song from Elton John called Benny and the Jets.
Around.
right, a little goodbye Yellow Brick Road this morning. Benny and the Jets. And again, a song that became almost a signature song for Elton John. And it was all done in a studio in France. And it was not a live recording. This is all, they put all that production on it. And that's thanks to producer Gus Dudgeon, who, the late, great Gus Dudgeon. But I saw a documentary once where he was sitting in the studio, the producer, and he starts fading up all these parts of Benny and the Jets. And he says, well, this is what it sounds like in the room, you know, when they actually put down the recording of it. And so there was a lot of post-production that went into that. And they were just having fun. And it turned out, as I said, to be one of the most signature tunes for Elton John ever. So, folks, stay right there. We got the top of the hour coming up here. Top of the hour news is next. We'll get update on everything. We'll come back. We will talk about everything. Take your telephone calls, audio clips, much more. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.